the men in black are here. They stepped out of the shadows. And now we're going to enter some combat. So I'm going to have y'all roll initiative.
Oh, buddy. I'm nervous.
I have fast reflexes, which gets me advantage on initiative rolls.
There you go. So that's with one way to do it.
So with advantage, it's still not great, but with advantage, I got a 14.
Oh my god!
I am absolutely terrified. I got a 5.
Yeah, that's fair.
Being the cop and the private investigator and seeing my friend start to get surrounded, I rolled a natural 20.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Wow. Way for to a, start the night.
For a 22.
Waste a nat 20. So, come on.
I know. Listen, if you're going to have somebody go first, you might as well have the cop go first, right?
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
I'm fair. So glad it's not me.
Ex-cop. Ex-cop. Thank you.
Ex-cop. Private eye. Toilet private eye.
Birdie's my looking God. Through her waitress apron going, do I have anything to fight
what
with?
Have I got?
Oh my God.
I think I'm going to stab you with this.
It's only going to go downhill from here, so.
So, yeah, it's very clear that Remy Dean saw someone being mean and just, like, really stepped up here, you know?
As she does.
Yep.
I see him. I go, men in black. And I sure.
That's fair. That's fair. Oh, they rolled a 19, so they came to play.
Whew.
All right. So we're starting off with Remy Dean. Remy Dean, what do you want to do here?
Well, seeing where the one is in the other room, and then I got one to my left, and I see him starting to converge, and I say, stay behind me, and I'm going to take out my 38, and I'm going to, the closest one to me, and I'm just going to, like, unload one right into him.
All right.
I will roll. That's a dirty 20. 15 plus 5 to hit.
A dirty 20. Okay.
We call that a sloppy Joe. And if Techno was here, yeah, he would be proud of me.
I got a sloppy Joe on the one to my right in front of me. I see the one to my right, but I see the one in front of me. And I'm going to take my 38 out and just, like, unload it right into him.
Okay.
And he will take 4 points of damage, hopefully? Question mark.
Okay, so you pull out your gun. So this is an abandoned hospital. There's still, like, it looks like it was kind of, people got out of there pretty quick. So there's still beds and stuff in here, and you're kind of in the hallway here. And you pull out your gun, and point blank, you just shoot him. And you just watch this bullet go right through him, and it's like, it's almost like the parting of the Red Sea. You see, like, the bullet enter, and just, like, it's almost like it's not his skin. It's like a shadowy form just pulls aside, and the bullet goes on through. It has no effect.
Okay, I could have done an additional 1d6 damage, but seeing that, it did not even matter. So, for my, as a bonus action, I'm going to spend a focus to gain advantage on my next action. It says action parenthesis attack. Right. So my next action, whatever it will be, I will have advantage on. And seeing this, Rob, when I see this, do I get the idea that it's, is it alien, or is it more like, is it something that could seem human to me? Like, do I have a sense of, like, what I just saw, or do I have, like, no idea?
It moves like a shadow.
Okay, so like wisp and stuff.
Yeah, okay. It's wispy like a curtain in a lot of ways.
Okay, I'm gonna risk an opportunity attack, I think, and I'm just gonna try to back up and stay in front of Serena and Birdie. So I'll just move one square back, but I assume that might be an opportunity attack. Opportunita.
We're gonna do that right now. Oh, that's a natty light. That's a 19 right there.
Oh, yeah, that'll... Okay.
We call...
Okay, now.
Is a natty light a 19? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I call...
So we got Sloppy Joes and natty lights. Got it.
Yeah. Is that a diet 20? Yeah. Diet 20 is 19.
It's basically a diet 20, yeah.
I got a diet 20. Oh, God. Okay, all right. Let's see what we'll have. Okay.
So yeah, that's a 24. So I'm gonna say that hits.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're safe here.
A wee bit. Yeah. Okay. No.
Roll Don't crap for damage though. So only
I'm glad.
one point of damage. So as you're backing away here, you start to hear a voice in your head. And it's very whispery. It's like, I'm learning a lot about you. Like a really creepy guy, just like a really creepy guy. Like you get the idea that he's like scanning your thoughts. Oh. And as he's doing that, it's almost like a railroad spike is driven into your head. That's what it feels like.
Red flags. Yeah. Red flags. This is no. We don't talk like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys see me. You got anybody behind me would see me like kind of clutch my head and in pain.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that's all I can do for now.
Okay, so that was just that one dude's reaction. So
Don't love it.
Not a fan.
I'm gonna need you, Remy. I'm gonna need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, okay, all right. 18 plus 2 is another... that's not diet. What do we call it? A hot dog?
Oh,
what do we
call it? Sloppy Joe.
I got a sausage. Oh, God. I got a funnel cake, guys. What is that?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's 18 and 2, so dirty 20.
Nachos.
I got nachos.
Nachos. Okay, so
these are now Remy's dice. I'm moving these out. These are doing good.
So this one of these wispy men in black tries to get into your head, trying to detect what you're thinking. And while you can hear his voice in your head, He's not getting anything from it. That's what you kind of pick up when
kind of like when I feel that to... I'm gonna be like, listen, buddy, a lot prettier people have tried to get in here than you, and it ain't gonna happen. And I just keep backing up.
Excellent. The other one, that was the one that was right kind of corner to you with.
Oh, corner to me. Okay.
Yeah, that one right there, who's like right next to they're right next to a bed in another room that looks like it's part of a CAT scan. The other one looks directly at you, Serena Jade, and is gonna attempt to do something here. So yeah, that's an 18. I trust that's gonna hit.
Yes, I trust that too, but where is my, my armor class on this sheet? Is it defense?
It would,
that's,
yeah, it's your defense.
Okay, so yeah. Yes, it does it, yes.
Okay, yeah. For the folks at home, we are playing a different system that is very similar to Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition called Everyday Heroes. It's basically D20 Modern. And instead of having an armor class, you have what is called defense. There are other types of armor that you could wear, but your basic non-armored self has defense. So,
yeah. That 18 will do it.
Yeah, and you feel a spike just wedge itself into your head, and you take 4 points of damage.
Shit, that's like half my hit points. All right. Not great, y'all. Not great.
So that is going to take us to Serena Jade.
All right. In response to that, I react stupidly and I say, "Oh my god, you're uglier than Mary Keel's armpit." And when I say that, I feel like a surge of something awakening inside me. And as I cast Vicious Mockery for the first time ever. And okay. He must make a... I'll go ahead and target the one that just hit me. And he must make a wisdom saving throw. And I will... So, we didn't discuss this beforehand, but how do I know what my DC, my save DC is for these spells?
Save DC is... I believe it's 8 plus...
So I'm not
your intelligence modifier plus proficiency bonuses, I think, is how they do it in D&D, and that's how we're going to do it.
It's usually 13. Usually. About 13. When you add 8 plus the 5.
I know it's based off of your... usually it's based off your spellcaster, like, base ability. Mm-hmm. But I am a scoundrel, so my ability, I'm dexterity-based. And so I have dex and wisdom are like my two stats. So I don't. So
let's use wisdom. Let's use wisdom in this case.
Okay. So it would be 8 plus wisdom plus proficiency bonus, which does bring us to a 13. All right. Okay. So he has to make a DC 13 wisdom save.
And he did not hit. That's a 3.
Okay. So then he takes 1d4. 3 psychic damage and has disadvantage on his next attack roll that he makes before the end of his next turn.
Okay. Down 3 and he has disadvantage.
Yes. On his next attack. Next attack. Yes.
Okay.
And I am quite confused that I was just able to pull that off. I don't know where that came from.
And when you do that, He looks up, kind of has like, it's kind of hard to read his face because you can't totally see his face. It's kind of shadowy in many ways, but just kind of has a smirk. And then you hear in your head, "Ooh, formidable opponent."
Oh, not me. No, not me. I'm just little old me. don't pay attention to me.
Have you ever heard of the Hat Man?
I may have had a dream or two about a Hat Man. Didn't like it. Not a fan.
The Hat Man is me. I just do it as a grift.
Don't like it. I don't like it. Please stop.
Okay. Anything
I look at Serena. I go, "Stop workshopping his comedy stand-up routine. We gotta get out of here."
Anything else for your turn?
How does Second Wind work?
So,
is that an action?
Second Wind, it is an action.
Okay, so I'm not going to do that right now, obviously. Cool.
Right.
Then no.
Okay.
Nothing else for me.
Okay. That's going to bring us to Birdie.
Birdie is terrified and unequipped for actual combat, in the sense of she has no weapons or anything. She just has the things that she would normally carry on her, which would always be her waitress apron. And so she's just going to reach in there and grab the first thing that she can, which is going to be a peppermint.
A peppermint, okay.
A peppermint. And she is just going to throw it with all of her might.
Revised weapon.
Yes, okay. But while she's doing it, she's just like, don't be mean to my friends! And hopefully hitting the man in black somewhere in the vicinity of their body. You know, she may or may not be able to actually aim very well. But in doing that and in thinking so hard and just really trying to damage them with this peppermint, she is actually casting Mind Sliver.
Nice.
Okay. I dig that.
Yes. So I actually rolled a 4. So okay. I don't think I'm going to be doing any damage at all.
So the way that this D6. Works is... A decent. He has to roll an intelligence saving throw.
Yes.
That's a 7. So, yeah, he's gonna fail.
Okay.
So he takes 4 damage from your D6 roll.
Damn.
That is a very, very good peppermint.
Potent mint.
Hopefully, Bertie has more things in her apron.
Can you put one of those in my hot chocolate next time I'm at the Saucer Swirl?
It's the same ones I always use.
I don't know if it is.
It's obviously not one of the puffy ones that dissolves. It is a solid peppermint.
It used to be puffy.
We see Birdie just take a peppermint and chuck it at this weird guy. And you can see him, like, shudder in a way that he almost kind of looks like a mirage when he does it. Like, it's almost like his interior matter just, like, ripples a little bit. And he looks at you, too, and is like,
you know, we taught the men in black everything they know, but the men in black are not us. Ah, another formidable opponent.
Yes, her.
You could make a good Mib. I can see it.
Mib?
Mib.
Mib. I always thought it was pronounced Meeb.
No, it's Mib. We're back to Remy. Remy, what do you want to do? Like, you know your gun doesn't have any effect.
Well, okay, so what I'm gonna do instead of like seeing them kind of use like their words, and then I see a peppermint come at them and they kind of like shake a little bit, so I'm gonna pocket my gun and I'm gonna pull my my supply pack that I always have with me that I've carried since my cop days, and I'm gonna rummage in there and I'm gonna pull out my UV light and the luminol that when I throw it, it creates light. And so I pull out the UV light and I'm gonna just be like, let's light this place up. And I'm gonna, like, it's like just a UV light though. It's just like, and you hear the hum kind of come on. And so like, it's just enough light. But in my mind, I'm thinking there are shadows and shadows don't like light. So I'm gonna try to swing the light at them.
Very good. Very good. So as you swing this UV light up, they both, like, because that's got some decent range on it, they both put up their arms. Ah! Burns! And it's as if you can see, like, they start to solidify almost in the light. Like, they start to look like they have an actual physical body in the light.
I'm kind of like pushing them back with the UV. Like I'll advance a little bit, and if I see that kind of happen, I'm gonna throw the luminol at them so it'll create more light. And I'm just like, ah, back, get out of here.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do on your turn?
I guess I'll just kind of keep that kind of defensive position. And I would like to, as a bonus action. Oh, I don't know if that's like an attack, Rob, but I would have had advantage. But can I try to?
I will say that it is it's an object interaction.
Object interaction. Okay. All right. Yeah. So can I? I do have this. This ability to, as a bonus, actually, I could spend another focus to identify if it's working. So like a weakness of theirs, like I can identify like if they have any other weaknesses. But from your description, do I immediately see that? So I kind of know the light is working in that sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Then what I'll do is I'll just kind of keep the light up and keep pushing it back, and I'll turn back to Birdie and I'll say, hit him with every, I don't know, insult and peppermint you got. And I'm just like moving up against him.
Okay. That's going to bring us to these strange individuals. And this one that's next to you is going to approach you. And I'm going to need you to roll me a charisma check.
Ooh. Well. Sugar tits, all right. That's not my best thing. Okay. I'm not joking. Another natural 20.
What the hell?
I'm not joking. Yo, that is a 21.
Okay, so the one in this adjacent room approaches you. It's directly in front of you now. And it's almost like they're jumping off a diving board and they're jumping forward. And instead of, you would think that they would go through you, but instead, it just like the moment they make contact with you, it falls to the ground. And you get the sense that he's like solid in front of you now. Like he's not that wispy thing. So, okay. Yeah, he fails there. This other one moves to get out of the light and heads over to Serena Jade. I'm going to need you to roll a charisma check, a charisma saving throw.
Okay. My charisma's, I got a 10.
Okay. He does the thing where he jumps. And he jumps, like, kind of right at your abdomen, and he disappears. And you start to feel very different. You starting to, like
I need to poo? Like I need to take a poo?
Yep. Take a dump.
There's, like, a sudden mood change that comes over you. And it feels very icky, but this dude is nowhere to be seen. Just straight up disappeared.
Oh, the guy, the one next to Serena disappeared.
It's in my bowels, yep. And now I have very bad gas.
You have become possessed by this
dude. I figured. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to take it to your turn, and I'm going to need you to turn around and look at Birdie.
Okay. Yo.
You just start saying some really unhinged things, and you're going to take out your stun gun, or whatever it is you have, and you're going to attempt to attack Birdie.
Okay. So my stun gun is, I gotta be in melee range, so I'm gonna walk up to her.
Yeah.
And Birdie. Does a plus six. Okay, does a 19 hit you, Birdie?
I would imagine. I mean, it's a 19.
Does a 19 hit you?
This is a 19 hit.
Does a 19 hit you, Birdie?
Okay. That is 7 damage. 7 electric damage with my stun gun.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh. Ow.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me just now.
Serena Jade says in a very strange tone of voice, like it's very Serena Jade just like has this deep voice right now, and says,
"You need to look away from the chemical plant. Stop looking there."
No, that is something I would say. So,
yeah, like, you know, I mean, you've been obsessed with it for so long. I mean, it's so weird that you would say, you know, stop looking at it.
Yeah.
That's gonna be your turn. That's gonna bring us to Birdie.
Okay. So
how are you doing on health, Birdie?
Not so well. At all. I don't necessarily want to hurt my friend as much as she hurt me.
Appreciate it.
So, how close is she to me?
Oh, she's
right up on me.
Yeah.
So, just like before, Birdie does not realize, like, exactly what she's doing, but I would like to, shove Serena as hard as I can, but while I'm doing it, you have to be a pea brain if you think Serena is gonna stop looking at the chemical company. She's freaking Miss Green Bean Clean.
That's her new nickname.
Yes.
Green. Yep.
Yeah. We call her GBC.
GBC, yep.
So that would be a vicious mockery.
Okay.
While I'm like, because obviously my push is not gonna hurt Serena or the Mib.
No, it's definitely. Oh my god. So yeah, you're gonna have to do a wisdom saving throw there, Serena.
All right, 15.
Oh, why you gotta be so smart?
I'm not. I'm really not.
Yeah. Wise. Just slightly wise.
Okay.
So you're running on a different kind of emotion that you've never run on before, because you're in a situation that you've never been in before with some strange figures that are way out of your area of perception here. Like, you've gone through the ringer over the last day or so with, like, these spacemen and, you know, all of this stuff, and you just kind of unleash some insults right at Serena, and, like, it has a physical effect on the air. It almost feels like an electrical charge that moves forward. But Serena Jade just stands there stoically, and it just like it almost like a almost like wind.
Girl, you can't insult me. I get in Twitter fights with the CEO of the CCC every single day. Gonna have to do better than that. Yeah.
Y'all are in a predicament right now.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Birdie would back down. It's okay. Like, she's hurt, okay, but she's gonna stay in Serena's face.
Yep. So that's gonna take us to mean old Remy Dean.
Alright, Rob, would I know this thing is now inside of Serena? Would I know that? Or, like, because I just saw Serena attack Birdie, so
I don't think you would, because you're totally focused on the one in front of you with the flashlight, yeah, with the UV light. So
like if I'm like with the UV light and I kind of like turn to see, like, Gertie get hurt.
Here's what I'll tell you. Roll me a perception check. Oh, and we'll decide
when,
then. If
this
you,
is when it goes all downhill.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's 19. 15 and 4.
What is with these rolls?
I kid you not.
Like,
these dice are first brand new.
A giant 20.
I'm like, whoa. Die 20, baby.
So, yeah, you definitely hear that's what you're hearing from Serena Jade is definitely not Serena Jade.
Okay. But
you wouldn't know necessarily that, like, he has disappeared until you turn around the book, but, like...
Okay, yeah. But this guy in front of me is kind of solid, and I'm gonna kind of, like, keep the light towards him, but I'm gonna risk it. I think I gotta risk it for the biscuit. I'm going to get to Serena. I'm gonna move towards Serena, and I'm just gonna take out my pistol, and I'm gonna try to knock her out.
Okay, first and foremost, we have an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, my opportune attack on my luscious backside as I turn away.
He just slaps your butt.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he just is really enticed by my tight buns.
Partially distracted, but still lands a 3
okay.
for damage.
Okay. Not the worst. I'm still up. I'm gonna come up behind Serena and I'm just be like, Serena, snap out of it, and I'm gonna try to knock her out.
Okay.
Alright, so what is that? I gotta go find. Okay. So that is, you'll have to tell me if that's gonna hit. That's a 16 to hit.
Yes.
Okay. 6 points of damage.
All right, I am knocked out. I am at zero.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I come out with the with my 38 and
a little too excited about that, Remy.
All right, you don't know. So... You're not in there. You don't know.
So we see. Yeah. We see.
I have a question. When I pass out, can I like make this really dramatic fart?
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay, I'll weave some narrative magic here. So, like, we see Remy turn around and walk towards Serena Jade. As you do, you just feel this, like, really intense headache for a second. Again, just like a splitting one, definitely feels like a knife is being thrust into your head. And you walk over and you just cold cock Serena right in the back of the head. And she falls to the ground, and as she does, just like lets out the juiciest fart you have ever heard. And what you notice is like the there's this like black mist that comes out of her ass, and this.
Oh, I know what she had at the swirl. I know exactly what she ate, them pancakes.
This damn mint.
The only way you get black gas is if you eat the colorful pancakes. All the colors swirl around in your bowels.
So yeah, it looks kind of like this, like. It looks oily in a way, but like semi-transparent to a certain extent, and it's like, you know, we've all seen like, you know, infrared or you know, video
footage.
It's about
to be like, Rob,
farting.
No, I have not seen this before in real life. I have never seen that. Before.
You've never seen like
black liquid
infrared
fart.
Footage. Of people farting, it is amazing.
No!
Like it is, you really need to go do it. It's fantastic, and like
end the podcast. I gotta go YouTube.
Yeah,
for...
yeah. Yeah, we're gonna end like the session. Cup, we gotta go like watch videos of people farting.
Yeah, it's a cat video.
But it almost like It's kind of like the consistency of, like, say, Venom from Marvel, only, like, a little more semi-transparent, kind of very ectoplasmically, like, back in the late 1900s and stuff, and it just comes out and, like, it forms back into that figure that is now standing next to Remy Dean.
Oh, love God, it. You guys are farts! You're ghostly farts!
It's the only proven way to exercise a mib.
I have exercised.
It's a meeb. Yes. It's a meeb.
Meeb.
I just farted out a meeb.
Just farted out a meeb. Anything else on your turn, Remy?
I think I might. A little bile comes up just a slight bit, like the smell. You know, it hits, but it's like when you smell a skunk and you involuntarily take that second sniff. That's what really gets me, is that second sniff right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're like, first one was fine, but then it's like, oh, God, I went back for seconds and it's not good. Yeah, I get you. So as Remy is trying to find her constitution, we're going to go to these dudes, and first and foremost, this one's going to come up from behind, and
don't get in my butt now. I'm going to turn back to her. You stay away from my butt.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
All right. Oh, no.
You've been great. Oh, God, where'd it go? Oh, no, where'd it go? Oh, no. Where are my great dice?
You lost your magic dice.
I found
you're loaded. I mean, your magic dice.
My loaded dice. I washed them and put a salt bath in. You said wisdom?
Yep.
Come on, baby. Don't let me down. 13.
Yeah, no.
No, failed.
What's Remy's greatest fear?
Ooh. I would say Remy's greatest fear, as much as Serena gets on her nerves and Birdie scares her with her new powers, it's not being able to protect the friends from some of the dangers. Like if she were to be the reason they got hurt.
You friends literally just clocked about. Me on the head.
Yeah, I knocked you out, though. I mean, I didn't kill you. Yeah. Big difference. Didn't. I mean, I just saw you fart out something. I hope that was a good thing.
Yeah. You could feel someone in your head, and it's like they're rooting around, and they find your greatest fear. And you start to get this thought in your head, these images in your head of Serena and Birdie just like laying on the ground bleeding out. Yeah, that's what happens for I that would moment.
If that happens, I would kind of like, if you would allow it, Rob, the minute that happens, I would kind of go wide-eyed. And probably not seeing Birdie and seeing Serena's body, I would probably go wide-eyed and fall to my knees and just kind of be like, oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't. I'm sorry. And just kind of start losing it a little bit.
Okay. This other figure who is back is going over to Birdie here. I'm going to need you to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Sorry, yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Wisdom. Ooh. 19.
Oh, damn. Yeah, so this figure comes over to you and he starts trying to root through your brain, but you're like, you push him right out. It's almost as if like you know, it's a filing cabinet and you're just opening it up and like you slam the door on his fingers and he pulls back. And in doing so, backs up just a little bit. And that's going to take us to Serena Jade. So Serena Jade is unconscious, and we have this special rule now, and I do this with all of my groups. Our players do not roll their death saving throws. I roll them for them. And we have this cool thing. I found this on TikTok on a page called The Witchy Alchemist. It's death saves. It's a potion, basically. And it's kind of like a magic eight ball. So, like, you shake it up, okay? And you flip it over, and whatever comes up, you got yourself a natty light there. So that's one success. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one successful. You were close to just like one hit point right there. So we have one successful death saving throw from Serena Jade, and we are going to move on to Birdie.
Hey, Birdie hasn't quite realized, like, the peppermint worked, but the shove didn't really do anything. So Birdie still doesn't really feel like she can be super useful, but obviously is very hurt, and she realized somebody was just in her head. So she's going to go, we have to resort back to what actually worked. So she's reached back into the apron pocket, try to grab something. This time she gets a tarot card.
Okay.
No clue which one. She doesn't even look at it. She just flings it at the one that just came farting out of Serena. And hopefully it turns into a chaos bolt.
Okay.
So yes, that's the goal here. So does a
yeah, a two is not gonna hit.
A two is not gonna hit.
So we see it's we just see a tarot card
bouncing off his head.
Yeah, so we see Birdie take out a card and throw it like she's Gambit from the X-Men, and it just kind of sails right through him, has no effect, and, yeah, that's...
So she still doesn't know that she can do a Chaos Bolt, because it didn't turn into anything, it just stayed a tarot card.
Yeah. Yep. Remy, you're on your knees right now, and you're just desperately, like, you think you've failed your friends. I'm gonna need you to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
All right. Come on back to me now. Come on back. Taking a picture, another natural 20. I'm not joking. I'm taking a picture right now. Like I'm shocked. I am in shock.
Chris is having the night of her life right now. These rolls are insane. I have
never rolled like this. And these are like brand new dice. I'm sending all of these to you guys because
we love them.
Dice are, that's 22. Remy's having a moment. 22.
Okay, yeah, like, you take a second.
Can I put those dice in my apron?
Yes, I'm going to, like, I metagame this so hard, I send the dice to you.
Remy sends the dice to the game.
And I send it up the butt, you know, like bleh, turns into a mib.
Yeah. So you're just on your knees. You are distraught. And then you just like kind of have this come to your senses moment. Like, girl, you got to get it together right now. And you just kind of have this epiphany that. And realize that your friends are not dead yet. So you come back and you kind of just like snap right back up. You get your turn.
Okay.
Go ahead and do what you want. You also have the idea that now, like, it kind of came to you while you were just like down there and you were like really just thinking, if you shine the light at these things and you shoot them, you might be able to kill them.
I was actually going to ask you that. So if you would allow it, I'm going to kind of shake it off, and I pull out the light again, and I pull out my 38, and at the same time, I'll shine that light, and I'm just going to unload into the one that is right in front of me. And I'm just, I just start yelling out, I'm going to stay away from my friends.
Okay.
So I pull out my gun.
You have advantage on that attack.
I do. I do a full R. Kelly. All right. Oh, that's a natural one. Thank you for advantage. All right. Does a, what's this, plus five? So that's a 16.
Oh, yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay. And if that hits, I can do an extra d6 on the damage.
Okay.
When the attack hits. So that is, that's going to be 8 points of damage.
Okay, this is the one that was very wounded. Like, you guys had done some damage to it already. And, you know, in your bravery and courage, you get up and you shine your light up and you aim and you just shoot. And this thing, the bullet makes contact. And when it does, it breaks apart almost like it's made of glass. And it just falls to pieces.
Like, so, as it falls apart, I'm gonna like turn back towards Birdie, and if you'll allow it, Rob, I'll just start advancing towards the other one.
Yeah, you can take your movement.
Okay, all right. I gingerly step over Serena, and I just be like, "Don't worry, we got this," and I'll come right up next to Birdie with the light and the gun. Okay. Oh, and I gotta mark off my bullets here.
Okay. That's going to take us to Serena Jade. So it's death save number two, and
that's a five. Do none of my friends have healing spells?
They can definitely come over and do a, it is a first aid, medicine check, to stabilize you. They do not need a first aid kit. There's only so many things that you need a first aid kit. So, here's the fun thing, folks, as you're playing this game at home, you can perform certain medicine checks to stabilize your friends, but for certain ones, you need a first aid kit. And, in this case, you don't. So anybody that comes over to you can, stabilize you and you're fine.
Rob, cool. I was going to ask that, though. Is that going to be an action to do that, though? Cause I wanted to, okay. All right. Cause I was going to come back around. All right.
And so that brings us to Birdie.
Well, Birdie isn't really sure that she can do anything at this point, besides for the peppermint working. So I think it's time for Birdie to check on Serena. I'll do a first aid check.
Okay. I think, you only need to roll a 10 and she'll be stable.
No.
I appreciate the thought, though.
I just want to, Birdie's just going to, like, lean down and kind of be like, "Are you okay?" And
just, like, slap my face a little bit.
Like, just a little shake, like, "Are you okay? Can I get you anything? So, like, are you breathing?"
So,
get out Birdie, one of those peppermints under her nose.
Yeah. Birdie's like,
it's useless.
Not Birdie's never been in a situation like this before, and like wants to help, but she just does not. She's like, just like, it's the nerves, and like it's almost like shock that's that caused her to roll a four.
That we needed to have refresh our CPR training at the Saucer Swirl. I it's just been too long. I don't remember what to do.
Totally understandable. All right.
I think a complaint so with the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah. Totally. Department of Health.
I can't even get them to buy the right kind of butter.
It's little improvements. That's it. You know, little things. That's going to take us to Remy Dean.
All right. Okay. I lost the map, so I'm just reloading real quick. Okay. But I mean, I'm just gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna hold the light up. I see Birdie kind of turn towards her. I'm gonna hold the light up, and once I see like a spot solidify, I'm just gonna unload into him.
Okay.
Oh,
and you have
not to help the DM too much, but don't forget to make her roll her her gun jamming roll.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm only gonna do it for semi-automatic weapons, because like I just don't see like
I level up. Like a handgun.
yeah. If you're using semi-automatic weapons, like that's like the only time the gun ever jams, and like this is
fair.
With
that's
a
fair.
Handgun, I'm not even gonna.
With advantage, it'll be a 23 altogether.
Oh yeah, that's gonna hit.
All right, and as a bonus action, I'll do it so I can do an extra D6 on him, because I don't think he's had any damage.
Nope, not that one.
Oh, nice. 9 points of damage.
Okay, so you, man, Remy Dean is on a whole nother playing field, just like fiercely protecting her friends. Aims that flashlight up, and just boom. Right into this thing, and it's almost like, again, like chunks of glass are flying off this creature, and it has this like large gaping hole in its like in its chest, but it's still standing, and it is actually their turn. So roll me another wisdom saving throw.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Ooh, that's 12.
Okay. Yeah, you fail. What's Remy's biggest secret? The secret that not even Serena or Birdie knows.
Ooh. My biggest secret is that I think I accidentally killed the woman I love.
Oh, shit.
I literally did not think we'd ever get into that, but I suffer from survivor's guilt.
Okay, so this creature, wounded, jumps into your head. And again, it's into that file cabinet. It's just like poking through, and pulls it up. It like almost like pulls up a file folder and like retrieves a memory of yours. Murderer. and this creature's like coughing. Well, almost like it's got a really bad smoker's lung. They are going to just like back up slowly. They're kind of like limping in a way. All right, so it's going to take us to Serena Jade. We're going for
we're 1-1, right? 1-1.
Yep, 1-1.
Come on,
another natty light. Another natty light. So
die.
Diet 20.
Success.
Diet 20.
So that's two successes. Lucky it wasn't that one, because I just did it randomly, and that's a one. Thankfully, we didn't get there. All right, so you got two successes, and now we're back to Birdie.
All right, so he's backing away. That's gonna piss Birdie off. Because she's already caused all this chaos and everything. So she's going to try again, throwing something at him. This time she's taking the entire, like, checkbook. The holding receipt book.
Okay.
And she's going to lob it at him as hard as she can. With her whatever psychic ability, trying to damage him as much as possible. So hopefully this time actually turning it into a chaos bolt.
Okay.
Let's see. 12.
I'm going to say you have advantage because he's still in the flashlight. So, like, within the light, you will have advantage on that attack. And that would miss.
It just got worse.
Oh, okay.
Man. I'm sending you some dust.
You're just distraught over your friend being down and, like, you feel helpless, but you're so fucking angry. And you turn around and you just throw this receipt book at it. And it does hit something solid, but it just, like, falls to the floor. And it looks over to you. That brings us back to Remy Dean.
All right. I got to do a wisdom saving throw.
For you? No.
Oh, that was
It was only a one-time thing.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna wipe the tears that are coming down my face, and I'm gonna be like, "Get the fuck out of here!" And I'm gonna try shooting him again.
Okay. You have advantage.
And I have advantage. Okay.
Yep.
That's better. That is a 15.
That'll hit.
Okay. All right. And I'll use a bonus action to use my extra D6. And that will take me down to my last round. So hopefully this takes him out. Otherwise, I'm going to have to reload. That's 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. So Remy Dean still just pissed off. Takes another shot. And this one explodes into a bunch of pieces. And they fall to the ground, and what you notice is that they disappear. And the ones behind you from the other creature are gone, too. So, very well done. You are now out of combat.
I'll turn around and run over to Birdie and drop next to Serena. And can I do a medicine check to try to help Birdie or give Birdie advantage on a roll?
You could do it either way. Birdie could help you. You could help Birdie. Choice is up to you two.
Well, Birdie, what do you want to do? Maybe I can help. I got some stuff.
What you got?
I reach into my pack and I pull out an ice pack. Like one of those breakable ones that you have at like high school games, and I like shake it up
and put it on her forehead.
So yeah, I'll do like a medicine check and try to help out. Rob, would that kind of give me advantage?
Yeah, you have advantage on it.
Okay, well that's a 10.
That's successful.
Ten. Okay, yeah. So yeah. Good, because that the second
yeah,
one was
she stabilized.
A
Okay, she's stabilized.
Yeah. So I'll just I got an ice pack on her and I'll kind of like try to shift her up onto my lap, try to wake her up.
Okay. It's kind of slow going, but she does open her eyes. She's very weak, but she does come to.
Last thing I remember is Remy clocking me on the head and getting pistol whipped.
That was an imagination. That was not, you did not see that.
Did I get pistol whipped?
Yeah. Not pistol. I'm like holding it on there. Like, will you stop moving? I didn't mean for it to. I didn't know what else to do in the moment. You farted it out a ghost.
What? What?
Like, it was gross.
You farted out a whole dude.
What?
Like a full-on like, liquid man.
Like I gave birth to my food baby.
Yes.
I don't know if it was more like a food man.
That we were fighting. He came out your butt.
Them damn pancakes. I'm telling you.
It's been on my mind, those pancakes.
You really gotta. I don't want to have to call the health department on you, Birdie. But I'm just.
If y'all hadn't have all stuck your fingers in them.
No, don't blame it on my fingers. Now, that's not nice. Your pancakes have always been very suspect. They're delicious, but then they come out the other end. It's not nice.
It's right? Just blue dye.
I don't know, man. And
red 5 is bad for your colon, so same thing.
Well, when they sparkle.
But they sparkle.
Who knows?
It's the glitter. It's the glitter. Colon. I'm just gonna tie. I have bandages, so I'm gonna tie the bandage with the ice pack around the lump that is forming on Serena's head, and I'll just be like, look, I'm honest, sorry, I had to clock you. I didn't know what else to do.
It's okay. I'm here. I farted in your face, so I think I got back at you.
Yeah, you did. I took a second dose, and it was unpleasant.
Ooh. We'll never take a second dose. Never take a second dose.
It was involuntary. It was like one of those, like, I was like, wait a minute. Is that a, oh, yeah. No, I know. But I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. And Rob, as I'm looking around, there's no remains of these guys whatsoever.
Nope. Just disappeared.
Are we inside the facility? Because we could start poking around.
Yeah, I mean, you can if you want, but you're just to save you time, you're not going to find anything in the facility itself.
Look, I think we should get you out of here.
Or the abandoned nursing home.
I think we should get you out of here and regroup. Yeah. I don't know if we should stay here. And do we know if Forrest is still out there, right?
It's Forrest.
Forrest, well, he was out there.
He gave us the signal to run, so hopefully he ran. We should call him.
Yeah, I think we should try to regroup, and I'm gonna offer Serena my arm if she'll take it and try to help her up.
Yeah, I'll accept the help, and I'll say I sure could use some pancakes right about now.
Well, let's get back to the swirl, and we can regroup there. And I'm gonna help Serena, and I'll look at Birdie and go, not bad with that peppermint, you know. You got a wicked
it's the
aim.
The only thing that I hit them with.
I know, I saw
exactly
that.
I don't have experience in these situations.
Oh, but speaking of, great.
Where's my checkbook?
It's just like in a pile.
You look around and you do find it.
Okay.
So which one of you calls Forrest?
So I'm gonna let Remy carry Serena. So while we're walking back, I'll call Forrest.
Okay. Everybody roll me a perception check.
That's a natural one for Serena.
Natural 20! Oh my god! Oh my god! Holy shit! I'm gonna roll so bad tomorrow at my other game.
Look, I'm getting the exact opposite rolls of
She rolled a 2.
I rolled a 2.
And
that's a 24 for me.
Remy, you hear the cell phone? Like you can hear it outside because, like, you know, this building is kind of falling apart and stuff. So like you can hear it outside, and he's not picking it up.
But I hear, like, it's nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm kind of like, okay, wait, hang on a second. And I'm going to try, do I know the direction it's coming from? Can I see anything or anyone? Or does it look like his phone is just on the ground? Like, can I?
Does it light up at all?
I got a screen in there.
You keep calling it. And you keep hearing it, and you follow the sound, and it's right outside the building, and it's just laying on the ground.
Can I see if there's been any sign of struggle or anything like that?
You can't really tell because
it's still dark out.
Nothing else. Yeah. There's nothing really else. I mean, if you want to make an investigation check, go ahead.
Yeah, give me that investigation, Rob. giving me all my good stuff today. But that's not going to do it. That's a in total 7.
Oh, wow. The dice have failed.
Yep. That was a two plus five.
The dice have failed. I finally get a moment to shine, and it's on an investigation check.
Something I should be good at.
Investigator.
Investigator, yeah. Don't know anything. I just go, oh, there's a phone.
Yeah. You can't really tell, and like you still have that like infrared flashlight, and it's not the best out here.
I will pick it up though. I will pick the phone up.
Okay. So you pick the phone up. You guys search the building, search around the building. You can't find Forrest anywhere. His car is still in the parking lot.
Oh no.
Let's is there like what would be like the equivalent of like checking for like drag marks or footprints, like any kind of disturbance to see if he was drug away?
Mm-hmm. Just roll an investigation check.
Sending you the good luck. Yeah, send it that way.
Send me the good vibes.
Sending it.
Okay, I have +0 in investigation. Cool. 12.
Best, you do see some drag marks that are headed kind of toward the hospital, but like you lose track of them like not long after.
Headed towards the hospital?
It's like headed in that direction. Like there's a road right next to the nursing home that kind of leads to the hospital.
Rob, could I make like an insight check into, does this feel like something in my past as being the investigations I've been involved with? Does this feel familiar? Like, do I get the feeling he's been taken?
Roll it for me.
Okay. Insight. 2021.
Holy Jesus. Okay. Yeah, you get the impression that he was taken. Like, you've worked cases before where, you know, in kind of other places where, you know, like, ransoms have been asked for and such demanded. And,
I'm gonna kind of
gives you that same vibe.
I'm gonna reach down and make sure we take Forrest's phone, and I'm gonna look at Birdie and say, we're not going to find him here. We gotta get back to the swirl. Birdie, when you talk to us about what happened to you, you came back. Do you know why you came back?
I don't think the people that took me were the same people.
Well, it's...
Roll me an insight check there, Birdie. Birdie, roll me some insight.
Okay.
Wow.
Birdie is shooken up. Like
Birdie rolled a nat one.
Wow. Wow.
Birdie is so shaken up. Like Birdie could like could use some time at the Lonely End, which is the combination skate park ice rink. you know.
Birdie is
that's the kind of fun. I mean, it's late at night and it's closed, but like you need like some rejuvenation. Like you're just so shaken up, you just have no idea.
Birdie, it's okay. Let's check Forrest's car and then get back to this world, right?
It's we should not check his car. Okay. Serena's got a big old knot on her head from the pistol that you whipped her with.
Well, no, look, Forrest, I put a nice ice pack on. Look at this nice ice pack I put, and I'm really pushing on it, Serena, a little bit. Just like I've bandaged her.
Our new friend.
Ow!
I lost the drone. That's $50. You think I got $50 to just throw around like that?
No, I don't think you do. But we'll figure it out. I can talk to Lexi, and we can get we'll figure it out. I'm sorry, Serena. Did you say something about Forrest's car?
That we should check it?
Oh, yeah. Serena agreed with me. Did you hear that? It's already getting better.
Maybe he's in his car. Maybe he's just waiting for us in his car.
Okay. Yeah, let's go check the car out.
I was thinking we could just, like, search his stuff. He's been investigating these disappearances. He's probably got some good stuff.
See, I didn't hit her that hard. Got good ideas. You go to the car.
Maybe you should hit her again.
I take my pistol out.
Holy God.
I will fart on you again.
You've got the most mysterious farts of anybody. Man, you don't want to incur the wrath of that, you know? Like, that's no good. You find Forrest's car. There's not a lot in it. Because, like, he was trying to keep a low profile, you know, like everybody else. So he didn't have a lot of stuff. The only thing that is in the car, from what you can tell, the keys are in there. And his hotel room key. His hotel room key is in it, too.
Oh, let's take that. Where was he staying?
That's a good question that I don't know if I have the answer to.
I was going to say, I felt like we talked about it, but I can't remember.
I can't either, because I don't know if I put an inn in this place or a hotel. I don't think I did. That's fine. It could be like a Holiday Inn. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is not a paid for ad for Holiday Inns.
No, it's not. It's just, you know. Look, I designed a whole town, and I think I did a pretty good job.
You did a great job.
No, you did an amazing job.
It's Hotel 51.
He's been
Terrible 51. Yeah,
Hotel 51. Yes. Yeah. Love it. He's been sleeping inside the saucer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you head over to Hotel 51. They'll leave the tractor beam on for you. And you...
I love it.
And you head into his room, and you find his laptop, a bag that you know has some files in it and such, some clothes and some you know, his toiletries in the bathroom. He's an Axe body spray kind of guy, and that's about it.
I didn't see his books anywhere. Do you guys?
I mean, like, any, you know, if that would be within, like, anything, like his files and stuff like that. So,
just is he does podcasting equipment here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there is a portable mic.
I want that. Up.
Yeah,
I would like to take that.
Okay, right. So you take the portable mic.
And he doesn't have, like, a Pepe Silva wall, you know, with, like, yarn or anything. He doesn't have, like, an X Files, like, do you see?
Yeah. No, this isn't, like, Only Sunny.
It's not a Pepe Silva moment. No, where's the milk come from?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
No,
just to be sure, I kind of like peel back the wallpaper just to be sure. I go, well, he wasn't a very good investigator. All right. I just kind of look around.
I mean, he just doesn't seem like the kind of, he's not like a vision board kind of guy. He's just like a dude on his computer and such.
Yeah.
Which I imagine he would have on him in his backpack or something. Like, it's not here, or I don't know. Did they take it?
Well, I mean, like...
Wilk said he doesn't bathe. He just sprays himself with Axe.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you are an investigative podcaster, bathing is very low priority on the list. So yeah, you're just axe body spray.
Speaking from experience, Rob, what is that?
No, never.
All of a sudden, behind you, axe falls.
There's only one of you here that's ever met me in person, so like you don't know what I smell like right now.
I've met you in person. Oh, you're talking about me.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying. You're the only one.
Just like I've met you.
You haven't smelled me. You don't
know. I haven't smelled you.
But looking in the toiletry bags, it's not just Axe body spray. It's like every Axe body product, you know, so like the soap and everything, just like, wow. You know, kind of one dude endorsing a singular product. So it's like, it's definitely like 3-in-1, you know?
All right. Well.
Well, that explains why he smells the way he does.
Yeah.
I've never smelled him before.
We sat with him in a booth.
I was about to say, we spent a lot of time with him.
On the smell.
Yeah. And smell it in polite. It's not worth it in polite company. You know, if we know he's an axe man, there's no point. We all just look at each other, and go, oh, oh, oh. Yeah. We all smelled it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely someone who thinks of bathing as a last resort, but still does it. But yeah, you've got his computer, you've got his files. You can look through them if you want.
Do we know, like, passwords and stuff? Or would we have to do, like, I have computers.
You could do a computers check.
Is there a coffee pot in this
hotel room? Yes, but it hasn't been touched.
Okay. I'm going to make us some coffee while they do that, because I can't do anything else. I'm still trying to stop panicking.
Mm-hmm. Serena, how's your computers? Is it pretty good?
No, it's a +0.
Okay, all right. I got a +5, so let me try these computers.
How do you +0 when you have
18. Your
everything on Twitter?
As computers is intelligence based, and I have average intelligence.
Tweeting.
Wilkes says, cue the hacking montage.
Yeah, that's going to be an 18.
18, all right. So it takes you a little bit, but like, you know, you finally figure out the password, which is everything is connected. That's the password. And
a long password.
You get on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, it's the weakest password. And like, you're going to talk to him when he comes back about better password security. But you find a Google Doc and he's going through all of these missing people. And there was one name that y'all never came across, and it was hard to track down. He actually had to go to the Weird Sunderland Twitter page, which you can do if you want to. If you're listening right now, you could go over to that page at Weird Sunderland, and you can find this information too. There's an entry there about a woman named Eileen Davidson. She went missing on December 10th, 1975. She just never showed up to work. She was last seen entering her apartment after her shift at the Coral Chemical Company. Investigators found it odd that her apartment was locked and that there were no signs of forced entry. She just walked in and locked the door and disappeared. So, you also see that Forrest has made a connection to all these things. So you have essentially 5 disappearances. One in 1957, one in 1960, one in 1975, one in 1996, and one in 2023, which is Chris Sloan. And the connection is, every single time that somebody went missing, there was a union. There was talks of union organizing. Like, there were actually movements to do it.
This is not my fault. You are blaming me for this now, aren't you?
No, I think you could blame yourself all you want. I mean, he did write down another name, Heidi Stone. And he was going to go talk to her. I don't know that he ever did. He did do a little investigative work on the initials DM, but didn't seem to get far. And that's pretty much what you find out.
Well, Serena, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think there's something to your theories about the Triple C.
Remy, did you hit your head?
No, I mean, this all can't be coincidence, right?
You did say everything is connected.
That was his password.
No, that was his password. Yeah.
But the password is what's happening now. Like, mind blown.
All right.
What do you guys think? I think tomorrow we make a vision board, and then I think we go after the chemical company. They know something.
Okay.
Somebody knows something. Heidi, we could talk to Heidi.
I was gonna say, didn't you already had? You talked to someone else who told you to talk to Heidi too, right?
Yeah, when I went into, I gotta look that up, because I did. So Heidi seems to be the...
This is the second connector. Time her name has come up.
Yes.
Well, and you know what they say when you say somebody's name more than once.
What did they say? I do not know what they say.
They say that person should be talked to.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did seems like a good rule to me. What if I say her name three times in the mirror? Then what happens?
Then you summon her. You summon the Heidi.
Heidi Stone. Heidi Stone.
Heidi Stone. Go in the bathroom and we just say Heidi Stone.
We're stoned.
Okay. But I mean, I could use a little a nice rest for sure. And I think you definitely could too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Birdie.
This coffee is
I look
awful,
at Birdie and I'm like,
continue Birdie. Drinking it.
Birdie's got like a black eye and like smudge all over.
I have a massive gash on my head from being pistol whipped.
I feel still like pistol a little jittery from being zapped. By the way, Serena.
Yeah, you guys, both of you got hit pretty hard.
I got hit by you. I just want that. Well, I want to make that clear.
I got hit by you, Serena.
It's true.
Before you farted out the meep.
That is true. These creatures are turning us against each other.
That's just what they want. Probably is for us to be against each other.
Imagine my hair is like sticking up a little bit. I got a little ecstatic
smoking.
Charge.
Yeah, a little smoked up.
Yep. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, Serena,
I'm sorry about your head.
Well, I'm sorry I farted in your face.
No, it's just not.
I'm really sorry about that. I am sorry about shocking you though, Birdie. Okay, we have Heidi Stone. That is one of our leads. We also have another lead out of Chicago. We have the lady in Chicago that we can also.
Yep.
But Heidi Stone is closer.
I think Heidi Stone is our next stop.
I think so too.
Is there anything else you want to do before you retire for the night?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I guess I would say everybody. So, do we all want to stay separate, or should we kind of stay together?
I'm scared.
Yeah, maybe, Birdie, what if we all just kind of crash at your place? I mean, probably more.
Yeah, I got one of them pull out sofas in the living room.
Yeah, I could sleep on the floor. Or in my car. I've done that before.
So what I'm sure
you and Serena will fit on the couch.
After they fall asleep, I would like to go sneak out back to my car and peruse my book and okay. see if I can learn anything about the creatures that attacked us.
You're flipping through the book and it's as if spending time with those creatures kind of gives you, like, the fact that they were able to kind of get in your head a little bit, it's almost like they left something behind. And you can read the book a little bit. It's going to take you a little bit of time to really get it all down. But you get that the Men in Black are kind of a knockoff version of these creatures called the... I don't know exactly how you pronounce this. This is from the book, but I pronounce it Gardahi. It is Gurdahi. Gardahi.
That's how I would pronounce it too.
And what you find is that these are alien creatures, according to this book. They align themselves with more powerful aliens. They're kind of like alien henchmen. They are vulnerable to light. Light it renders them solid objects and makes them incredibly vulnerable. That's most of what you find in there. And I mean, like, you kind of get the gist that, like, the people calling themselves the Men in Black, these kind of like government like agents or these like really weird people that are reported from time to time. They kind of just learned all this stuff from the Gardahi. So like they kind of learned how to get around in the shadows, how to appear in people's dreams and basically how to be very convincing to get what they want. And that's pretty much what you get from the book.
Okay.
I would say that you are attuned to the book now.
Okay.
Now that you've given it time. And we'll figure out what that exactly means before next session.
Nothing but, good, I'm sure.
You fall asleep reading that book.
Okay, so I would have read it in the car. I wouldn't. I would have been too scared to like bring it inside Birdie's house, so that I would have fallen asleep then in my car.
Okay, so you fall asleep in your car. They're asleep in Birdie's apartment or house, and you and Remy have this dream, and you can hear this wailing and moaning sound. It just sounds like someone in agony. And you can see it's almost like this camera shot that pulls back. And you see this. It's like a... It's an alien in a cell of some kind. It's in a very cramped cell. It's wearing a uniform. It's a one-piece uniform that's... blue with accents of orange. And they have scaly skin, kind of a normal human face. Like they're despite the fact that they have very scaly skin, they have like very human looking features. Definitely not dissimilar to humans, only, you know, the skin kind of gives it away. And they're just like, you kind of get the psychic sense that this is someone calling for help. Birdie, you have a different dream. You see a similar figure dressed in as like a in kind of this like soldier garb, or what you presume to be soldier garb, kind of wearing this like, it's not metal armor, it almost looks like a, it almost looks plastic but like a little more durable, wearing a helmet, and has like a backpack, like a really funky looking backpack over their back, and they're holding a gun. And it's as if this person is looking kind of directly at you. But, like, there's this kind of wide shot. Like, you can see that this person, it looks as if they're at a bus stop. And in the sky, you can see planets. And they look really close. It's not like our sky where you can only see some, like, this tapestry of stars. You can see these planets. As if, like, you could take a bus to get to them. And the shot gets really close. And it's as if this figure is looking at you. And they say, "I told Bello if he wasn't successful, we'd be coming. We're on our way. We're coming to get our man. This is war." And that's where it ends. War draws near. But before you get to the battlefield, make sure to stay at a Hotel 51. They'll leave the tractor beam on for you, and they'll even serve you a continental breakfast. Thank you all so much for listening. Remy Dean was played by Chris Russo, Serena Jade was played by Jennifer Taylor, and Birdie was played by Desdemona. You could follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at SunderlandRPG. And if you want more weird lore about the town of Sunderland, check out at Weird Sunderland on X. Until next time, welcome to Sunderland. If you see something, don't say a fucking thing.